Our day calls for mighty men and women, like the mighty men of David. There are giants to be slain, hordes to be resisted and overthrown, lost ground to be recovered, failed hopes to be revived. We have much work to do, and we will need the strength, wisdom, and grace of God to do that work effectively in such a time as this. Most of all, we need a new generation of the sons of Issachar, who those mighty men of David, of whom it was said that they had understanding of the times to know what Israel should do. As we come forth from the worship of God to prosecute our mission in a postmodern world, we must make certain that we understand what we are up against, as well as what that requires of us who would see the advance of God's kingdom and know the fuller realization of His covenant promises. The challenges of covenant living in a postmodern world are great indeed. However, the opportunity for seeing many people come gloriously and hilariously to a saving knowledge of Christ has perhaps never been greater. We cannot here go into much detail concerning the strange new worldview that has begun to settle in our society. Instead, I hope to mark out the broad parameters of postmodern thinking, explain some of its primary characteristics, and then outline some of its effects on our way of life. After that, we will look at a comparison of the gospel of postmodernism with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and finally, make some observations concerning what we as God's covenant people should do in order to preserve our uniqueness and make our calling and convictions clear to a postmodern generation.